From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Six top-ranking officials from soccer's world governing body have been arrested in Switzerland on U.S. corruption charges. The Associated Press reports the charges against the FIFA officials involve alleged bribery linked to soccer tournaments in the United States and Latin America. Walter Di Gregorio is FIFA's spokesman. He says prosecutors in Switzerland have also opened an investigation.
And the timing may not be obviously the best, but definitely FIFA welcomes this process and FIFA cooperates fully with the Attorney General of Switzerland and the Federal Office of Justice.
FIFA officials are meeting in Zurich, where they're voting on the organization's president and top-ranking officials. At least 17 people are now known dead from severe storms and flooding over Memorial Day weekend in Texas and Oklahoma. 11 people are missing. The town of Wimberley, Texas, between Austin and San Antonio, lost hundreds of houses when a river burst its banks. Julie Shields says her sister was one of the people inside a house that washed away in the Wimberley flooding. Shields says her sister and two young children are missing.
I just expected to go to the Wimberley High School the next day and find her. And then when she wasn't there, I knew something was very, very wrong.
Officials in northern Mexico also say a tornado that touched down on Monday has killed 13 people in the city of Ciudad Acuña, just across the Texas border. About 200 homes were damaged. The federal government says it plans to begin notifying taxpayers this week about a data breach at the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS says the personal information on more than 100,000 taxpayers has been stolen. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says investigators are confident the thieves are not amateurs, that the taxpayer files were broken into by organized crime syndicates. He says the thieves somehow got around security requirements to successfully access a system called Get Transcript. It's a tool on the IRS website that taxpayers can use to call up information from previous returns. Koskinen says such information could be used to file fraudulent returns. The agency is still trying to determine how many returns were filed using the stolen information, but Koskinen says the breach likely resulted in refunds of less than $50 million. The service has been temporarily shut down. The IRS says no other agency computer system was involved. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court has declined to lift a block on President Obama's executive actions on immigration. A three-judge federal appellate panel says the block should stay while the case works its way through the court system. Obama's action would shield up to 4 million people from deportation who are illegally living in the U.S. 26 states sued to block the president's action, saying that it was executive overreach. You're listening to NPR News. The digital news company Vox Media is getting bigger. It's buying a site that's popular among the high-tech elite called Recode. NPR's Arti Shahani reports neither Vox nor Recode disclosed the financial terms of the deal.
Recode makes money by organizing high-end conferences that headline big names like Mark Zuckerberg. And Recode breaks a lot of news in the world of big investors, venture capitalists. Now, the web-only publication is going to join that world. Its new parent, Vox, has raised tens of millions of dollars in venture capital. Recode says in a note to readers that it'll keep its editorial independence, and the veteran journalists who started the company 18 months ago, Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher, will stay on board. Vox Media already owns a much more popular tech site, The Verge. But in a web post, Vox says the purchase is part of a strategy to be the undisputed leaders in tech reporting. Arti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.
Officials from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea held a one-day meeting in South Korea to discuss North Korea's nuclear weapons program. North Korea recently claimed that it can miniaturize a nuclear warhead small enough to fit on top of a missile. Officials have expressed doubts about the North Korean claim. But South Korean diplomat Hwang Jung-kook says the brief conference was needed.
This trilateral meeting is particularly timely, I believe, given the current North Korean situation that is uncertain and tense.
South Korean officials will meet Chinese officials this week to discuss ways to deal with North Korea. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.